Hello and welcome to another episode of Block Talk. I'm your host, as always, Michael Block. If you love the podcast, make sure you subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts so you never miss an episode. Leave a 5-star review while you're there. And as always, follow me on Instagram, Threads, and TikTok at Michael Block Talk, and on Twitter /X at Block Talk NYC for all the latest news, reviews, and interviews. Well, she's no longer Gem of the Jungle. The Yanu tribe finally ends their losing streak, but at the cost of a key player. It's time to talk all things Survivor 46, Gullah Gullah Gecko. And here with me is someone who could order all 46 Survivor logos in their sleep. It's Miss Felicia. How are you?
I'm good, but I definitely couldn't do that. So
you're supposed to fucking lie, bitch. We're
gonna get to it later on. So I just want to stay consistent. I'm gonna be a truther this time, not a liar.
That's funny. Oh my god. Welcome. We are here, episode 5. You were here a little bit ago, talking about the show.
A couple weeks ago. Yeah.
How are you feeling so far? Are we feeling better, worse, the same?
It's been a bumpy road for me. I was enjoying it from the episodes I was on. I think episode 3 was one of the worst episodes in the history of Survivor.
Sure.
And I say that genuinely. 4 was better. But I think they should have combined them into one episode. It should have been 15 minutes of Bono breaking down. 5 minutes of evacuation. And then the next episode is how that should have went down.
Do you really, really think that Jeffrey Elizabeth Marie Probst was not going to give us Bonu time because he loves that man?
It was terrible. It was terrible.
Yeah.
But this episode was good. It was
because something new happened.
Standard
something different,
fun
exciting.
Episode of we got a new tribe on the bottom. We got to see some new dynamics pop out. It was good.
Well, let's talk
this
about episode it.
I'm excited for the rest of the season.
Bonu is Ganu. Then there were 3. Poor Bonu, no, he's gone. They're very happy to have heard Bonu's story, but being a sweet person does not make you a great Survivor player. And those are the facts, aren't they?
Yeah, he wasn't even that sweet. He like lashed out
now,
on
Kenzie,
people.
Kenzie reminds Q and Tiffany that they did make a pact on day 1 and they're still riding together. Meanwhile, Q's got a face on. He is not happy about Kenzie still being there. Tiffany, though, is happy to have her 2 closest allies left. They are going into day 10 without Fire, which may or may not be a terrible record to own, but it's clearly affecting them in a multitude of ways. How would you survive without warmth and food?
I was thinking about this. I was just watching the episode for the second time on 1.5 speed. How do they do 11 days with no food, no water? Like, that is crazy.
I don't know.
Also, I want to backtrack for a second. You probably talked about this in the last episode, but I don't like that they didn't vote.
We did not like that either, because it's broken the game.
What if they had secret plans that they can't disclose at tribal council?
Agree.
And Jeff's like, okay, Bada, you're out. Like, what if that was all a ruse?
I agree. I fully agree with you.
Okay.
It is day 10. It is wet, and the rain is going through the tarp. Q is alone under the giant rock cave. He's hungry and sleeping and sitting and looking at the bamboo. It's getting on his nerves. So is Q okay? We're going to find out. But first, Kenzie and Tiffany ask, what will Yanu lose today? Their minds. At least they're having fun losing their minds, right?
Yeah, they seem in good spirits, honestly. Well, not Q at this point, but they seem good, you know.
Q is down and will say that with 11 people left to go home, Kenzie says they can make it and they won't stop. But Q is contemplating quitting. He says he's not giving up. He's accepting. Do you agree with him or is he just being a martyr?
I don't agree with him. But also, wasn't he like, it wasn't this a ruse?
Yeah, he did this last time too.
Oh, did he do that last time?
He threatened to quit at one point.
Oh.
I mean, if you were Kenzie, would you encourage him to go home?
No, but I'd use it as fuel later on to get rid of him.
Okay, fair enough. Now, Q was
But didn't
saying
he
now that
say
regardless.
he wants to get Kenzie off of her? Or was that last episode?
No, that was this one. He's saying
Okay.
regardless of the conditions, he's willing to pass out and die before he quits, but he doesn't want Kenzie to know because he wants
Oh,
her to
yeah,
feel comfortable
okay.
enough to not play the shot in the dark.
Right.
Q will talk to Tiffany about Kenzie, and we will learn that whenever Kenzie enters a conversation, she always asks, "What y'all talking about?" Literally, cue the montage. What did you make of that?
Perceptive of them to notice. I love a good montage. Definitely like thoughtful of her. Like, I think it's a good way to end a conversation on Survivor. But obviously they
Do you
caught on,
think,
so.
but do you think that was damaging for Kenzie? What, why was this included in the edit, really, is my question.
I mean, it shows that she's very conscious about the social dynamics and whatever, the strategic dynamics, but it also shows that the other two are on to her, that they see it.
Is it better to just walk up into a conversation?
I mean, no, you shouldn't probably say like, hey, but like if it's every time, if it's not like, oh yeah, like I was just over here and I saw the craziest thing. If it's always like, what are you talking about? That's like shifty.
That's fair.
But I
That's
mean,
fair enough.
it's Survivor, so.
Tiffany knows she's in a tough position should they go to tribal again. She would be forced to choose between her two closest allies. She doesn't want to make that decision. Which way would you go if you were Tiffany? NZ or Q?
It's tough. I don't know. They both bring different aspects and they both have different positives and negatives.
This is
Tobey.
your million-dollar decision. Which one are you
This
going
is
to do?
my
Give her
million dollar
advice.
decision. I'm gonna go with Q, I think.
Okay.
I'm gonna go with
All
Q.
right. Let's go check on our green team. Ben is going to tell them how crazy it is to be in a hellhole in the most beautiful place on Earth. That's what the rain will do to you. Ben remembers reading the Motley Crue biography where Tommy Lee talks about coming to Fiji and living in a bungalow. This is not that. No. I would love to go to Fiji and live in a bungalow for a little bit. Well, doesn't that sound
That would be
delightful?
nice. That'd be nice.
Ben is in pain, but says anytime you suffer and another is another opportunity to learn the depths of your mind. I cannot prescribe to that philosophy. No. I am good not suffering at all. Thank you. Thank you,
Yeah.
though.
That's why I say I'm gonna go on Big Brother. Keep me away from Survivor.
If I'm suffering, y'all are gonna know and you're gonna have to listen to it.
They're
Now,
just gonna
Ben
vote you
has
out.
major, yeah, he has major spins. So Charlie is going to get him some water. But Ben has had survival experience being stuck in a van with the same six people for 2 months, surviving off of $3 at Taco Bell a day. What would
Sounds
you
like
get
work
for
the
$3 at
world.
Taco Bell?
Taco Bell's expensive. Like,
I know, it's not $3 anymore,
I have a
man.
Taco Bell by me, and like, I spend like $20 on lunch there, just getting some tacos.
What do you get? Do you want to tell everyone your order?
Sure. I get usually two soft shell beef tacos, just standard, and then I really
Okay.
like the Dorito ones, so I get three of the Dorito ones. Not the
Okay,
Loco
okay.
though, because I have a thing about white condiments. I don't
C
do that.
care to go on about that,
So
please?
like sour cream, ranch,
But why
mayo. I
though?
just hate, they're all disgusting. And they all just happen to
Okay,
be white.
you are
Cream
really
cheese.
no, you are infuriating me right now, but we're gonna let this happen.
Butter is yellow though.
What about other white things that may happen during other events in a gay man's life? You can cool with
Come.
that?
Oh, that one's fine. That one's one of my favorites. I'll make an exception.
Now, Sir Ben and Sir Charles will go off to war while the women, now on a sunny beach, will discuss Ben's extra effort to hang out with Charlie. Charlie's angels are not here for the boys thing, but they don't know that Charlie's got the girls first. Mariah is worried about the charismatic Ben chatting with Charlie. Charlie is Ben's special buddy, and we learn that they're continuing their song battle. I mean, if it passes the time along, but when you call a man a special buddy, usually that means, something else is coming.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Can I just say something? And you're going to disagree with me, but I'm just going to say it. Charlie with scruff is hot.
He's looking better with Scruff. I would agree. He's still not for me,
I'm not
but
mad at him with the scruff.
yeah, I
I'm
agree.
not mad. Okay. Now, Mariah will ask who should go home. Maria, sorry, there's two of them on this tribe. Maria will ask who should go home first. Long run, Ben, short run, Tim. But what if Tim or Ben has an idol? Well, they don't. It is not in Jungle Jim's possession yet, but she's got access to it if they should lose. And that is what we call a setup, baby, because you knew this tribe was about to lose.
It was very clear which tribe was going to lose this episode, I think.
Why do you think no one has suspected Jim of having the beware advantage?
I mean, people have.
Well, up until this point, we're going to learn why they're going to suspect her, but up until this point, we have not been shown that they've suspected her. It's always been on Tim.
Oh, yeah, I guess. I don't know. Because. I
Is it
mean,
her archetype?
why would they?
Fair enough. Now, since this tribe is so happy with one another, they are going to have a salsa lesson on the beach. Hey, Miss Felicia, can you salsa?
I did competitive ballroom dance in fourth, fifth, and sixth grades. And while salsa wasn't my like specialty, I did salsa every now and then.
Maria will teach them how to dance, and I want to see Charlie get those hips going too. Cha-cha,
Yeah.
Charlie is doing it for me. Also, Cha-Cha Charlie, what the fuck is a dirty Shirley Temple?
It's a Shirley Temple
How
with
old are
vodka in it.
you? How old is this
They're really
kid?
good. He's clearly like 22 or something, 23. But I was just
Now,
talking
Charlie
about them at
says,
work the other day. You've never heard of a dirty Shirley
that's.
Temple?
No, I'm a grown-ass adult. I want a fucking Shirley Temple.
Well, that's why it's dirty.
I still don't want a Shirley Temple. That's for kids.
They're delicious. They're very good.
All right. I'll take your word for it. Now, Charlie says that salsa may seem goofy, but it's all part of the strategy. He wants to be in lockstep with Maria, and then we're going to see the two of them dance. Great editing going on there. Now, Charlie says that Tim and Ben are on one side, Jem and Mariah are on the other. It leaves Charlie and Maria in control as no one knows they are closely working together. Where do you, up until this moment, see the power dynamics of this tribe?
So this is what I'm seeing. There's the girls versus the boys. The girls think they have Charlie as their secret agent. Then there's Maria and Charlie, who are a secret pair floating
Sure.
in between. But I'm not seeing Maria and the boys as a secret.
No, we're not
And
seeing
I'm
it.
not
Why?
seeing why don't I? Because we
No, why
haven't
are
been.
we not seeing it?
Because that hasn't, I don't, probably because it's not
Because
a
it's going to
thing.
be very important.
Because
Well, it's going to be very important for the
the
structure,
boys
though.
besides Charlie just think it's the boys against the girls. They're not seeing Maria as part of their thing
We'll
at this,
talk
at
about it
least
because I
from what
don't
I
think
see.
that's not true though, because we'll talk about the journey.
Yes, true.
Tim
Wait.
has Maria. So
Tim
that's
thinks
what
he
I'm
has
saying.
Maria. Yeah,
We're
true.
not
But I don't think Tim sees
seeing
it as
that.
the boys and Maria. I think he personally thinks he has Maria
Right,
as
but that's what I'm
a
saying.
number.
We're not seeing any of this.
All
We
the
are
time.
seeing
Well, yeah.
Charlie and the girls. It's so
Basically, all
weird.
we've seen from the Green Tribe is like Jem being shifty about her beware advantage and Charlie and Maria like doing their thing. And I guess what Ben being charismatic,
All
that's
right,
what we've seen.
it's time to make some fire because they actually have Flint. But Tim Spicer, he gets some words in. He will ask Tiki Man when he's going to poop. The age-old question on Survivor. Would you talk to Tiki Man? What would you ask Tiki Man?
Yeah, I'd definitely talk to Tiki Man. I don't know what I'd ask him. I'd have to
Would you
be
ask
there
him when
to.
when you're going to poop?
No, because I probably wouldn't be expecting to poop much out on Survivor.
Would you want to say that on camera and know that it's going to get on air? I don't think
I
so.
mean, people, we know. And if we don't, I don't know. I
Tim
don't know.
Spicer. Tim Spicer says that he's feeling fine but hungry and isn't sure if he's concerned about not pooping. What an edit for this man. What an edit. Tim will continue to figure out who moved the beware advantage, but he thinks it would be a dick move to make people dick for 3 days. Welcome to Survivor.
True, true. Maybe they wouldn't have lost if they hadn't been wasting all their time digging, though.
Tim trusts Ben. They vibe. He has a parent connection with Maria. He has a feeling who did it, and he's going to go on a walk with Jem. So he's going to just ask her straight up, and she tells him that she doesn't have the idol, and she is freaking out that he is putting her on the bottom. Tim does not believe Jem, as she has been acting weird. Then we'll ask her straight up if she is the leader of the Girls Alliance, and she's like, there is no Girls Alliance. And this is when it all falls apart. Jem is good in the background. When you ask Jem a question, Jem cannot answer a question properly.
He said, do you have the beware advantage? She said, what beware advantage? Not no. She said, what beware? Like, obviously there's a beware advantage, girl. Like, that was a terrible answer.
Now, Jem says she doesn't have a tight relationship with anybody. She's just lying to him. And Jem says that when she lies at home, she is caught by her husband, who will see her giggle. But she has not giggled at all, just lied. Okay. Good Tim will ask who she would vote for, and she says, whoever pissed her off that day. Remember when we all had so much hope for a Jungle Gem?
Yeah.
One episode, and we're like,
it really, it's all falling out. Yeah, true.
She then throws out that she knows that Tim and Ben have a strong alliance. Bros are tight. Jem knows that Ben and Tim think they're running the show, but the girls are in control. I was going to ask you, do you think Jem played this well? But she didn't play this well. There's no trying to save how she played this.
Yeah, she did.
And I'm very confused why she did what she did.
Many of her choices this episode highly confused me. So,
like, literally, she is one who, if you let her sit back and not say anything, she's golden.
Yeah.
Let's head over to the Nami tribe, where another person who should just shut their mouth all the time, Liz Wilcox, thinks the best plan of action is to not look for the idol because there are too many nooks and crannies to scour. What is this girl doing on the Survivor
I show? Thought that montage was very funny, where it's like each person is like, I'm looking for the idol because this, like, I'm searching through trees, and then it's just Liz like, I'm not looking, and then they move on to the next person.
Meanwhile, Hunter is on the search as they all want to find it before the merge. Hunter has spent so much time searching for the idol because, well, we're going to get this montage of his shirt. And literally, a shot is a different shirt he's wearing.
So how many really shirts do they have?
They've got a lot. Remember back in the day when they said you could only wear the clothes off your back?
I thought that's what it Not still was. Anymore. Okay.
Not anymore. No, no, no.
I thought they had like a bathing suit. What was that?
I said they just can't have flint or food. That's what they. That's okay. The new.
I thought it was twist. Like they got like a bathing outfit, like a jacket outfit, and then like a t-shirt outfit.
There's a lot of colors. We got a lot of maybe we're sharing things, but there's a lot of things on his wardrobe.
Okay, work.
Now, Hunter will note the thing that I have been saying on this podcast forever. You've probably been listening to me when I said this. He says
weekly.
He'll be walking by the idol, and then the camera pans to it, and ping, there it is. And they will do that to him. I'm telling you, you have got to be in tune to this shit. Watch where the camera goes. He knows. I know. Does this make me a genius, and I should be on Survivor now?
Have you auditioned?
No. I have not submitted a tape yet. Do you think I should?
Do it. I don't think you'll survive, but do it.
Would you watch me?
I would watch you. I would watch you. I don't think you're going to make just it outside, though. No. I think you'd be a great strategic player.
Listeners, Miss Felicia has zero faith in me. It's okay.
You'd be a great strategic player, but when was the last time you went camping?
Never.
Okay.
When was the last time Cherie Fields went camping before she went on Survivor?
And when has Cherie won?
She is doing fine on other TV shows, and that's going to be me. When I get on Dancing with the Stars and I win that.
All right.
Now, Tevin doesn't know where to look, but he knows that Liz really is the only one not looking for it because she can barely find horseshoes. Soda doesn't want the idol to fall into the wrong hands. Now, Venus has caught Hunter searching, and she tells him that she assumed he had found it, but really she knows that Randon had it all along and it's back in the game. Do you like Venus's shameless tailing of Hunter as he looks for the idol?
I do.
You
I
think that's the
do.
right move?
No, I think she's pissing him off. But I'm here for it. I'm here
Now,
for
Hunter will
it.
stop searching so she doesn't follow him, but she tells him that if they go into Merge, they have to pick out who the biggest threat is. She says it could be him, but she considers him a meat shield. Why would she tell him that?
Because it gives you some sort of trust, I guess. I think honestly it does. Having
Okay,
her cards
interesting.
on the table for him, knowing how she views him, and knowing why she wants to be aligned with him are all good things to know.
Now, after the
And
KG
it's a valid
convo,
point. Like, she's not gonna want to take out the meat shield, at least not yet.
Venus leaves Hunter, and guess what? The man finds the Beware Advantage. Shocker. He will have to dig under that tree, find the box, and once again, he can only search for the key for the box once they lose immunity. And he is now without a vote. But here, the secret twist. There is a clause that if they don't lose, he still has an opportunity to get it. I guess
What's
they've
that?
been knowing that Nami ain't losing no shit
They, yeah, they're
anytime soon.
not.
So, was that language on the other two? Do we know that?
I missed it. In this was the
Okay.
first time I heard that. So I don't know. It probably wasn't. And if it
Now,
was, they
Hunter
probably
feels like he
just
will
didn't
be in
say it.
trouble at the merge. Do you think he would be in trouble at the merge?
I think he definitely
I don't.
wants his vote going into the merge. You think, you don't think?
I don't think he's a threat because I think he is so well insulated.
I
I
think he
don't
is well
think he's going to be a
insulated,
target.
but I think everyone sees that he's like carrying his team to victories week after week. And so, come a merge, he would be one of the top people to want to get out from the other tribes.
Fair enough.
And any rogue member of his tribe could like throw that off. So
That's
I, if
very
I was him,
valid.
I would definitely want to go into the merge with a vote. I think if his tribe went to tribal before they merged, he would be fine.
It's time for a challenge. Siga, Nami, getting their first look at Yanu without Bano. That's it. No one cares. No one's shocked. Had to
Yeah.
happen.
Yeah.
For this immunity challenge, one at a time, they will race through a massive three-level obstacle course, collecting keys along the way. One person will use those keys to unlock a hook that will release sandbags. They will then race to fire the sandbags to hit the series of targets. First two tribes to finish win immunity and reward. First tribe to finish will get pastries and fruit. Second tribe will get a smaller sampling of pastries and fruit. Last tribe to finish, also known as the losers, though Jeff really wanted them all to say Yanu, will
He said the
vote
library
someone
is
out.
open.
Now, Jeff will take a moment to talk about records. Yanu has endured the longest in the new era without Flint for a record of 11 days. If they lose this challenge, they will hold the record for the most immunity losses in a season in the new era. Is that not inspiration to do well?
No, it's
That would
also
make me worse.
records for the new era, like that is not a thing. You're 45 seasons in. Just because you say we restarted at the 40 or whatever, we dropped the four, emphasize the one. Like this isn't long division. It's season 46 of Survivor. There are no
I agree with you there.
a record in the first in the last five episodes in the first five seasons. Like no.
I'm here with you here. I am someone who is very much a honor the history of Survivor, and the history of Survivor starts at the beginning. And they're going to do
True.
that for
And
this
they will.
episode,
They will
which
later
is
on. So that's
very
cute.
ironic
Yeah.
here. Nami will sit out Soda and Liz. Siga will sit out Maria, Charlie, and Ben.
Mirage.
No, Mariah, I don't know. Whatever. Okay. Here, I do want to discuss the sit-outs.
Can
You
you
would
say it
think
again?
that having, we're going to discuss the sit-outs here,
No,
okay?
can you say who is sitting out again?
The sit-outs were for Nami, Soda, and Liz. Siga is Mariah, Charlie, and Ben, or Maria, one of them. I don't care. Here's what I want to get
Maria
to.
was there. Maria was in the challenge.
So is Mariah. I just can't.
Oh,
There's.
okay.
How could you put Maria and Mariah on the same tribe, people? It's too confusing for me. Anyway, you would
Sure.
think that having the most players on your tribe, you would have an advantage. But because you now can't sit people out back-to-back challenges, that actually served Sega a blow as they could not send their best players to
They couldn't
play.
choose,
Is this a flaw in the rule? Because let's be real, this is why they lost. Wow, we're whistle toning in here.
No, I don't think it is a flaw, because honestly,
Okay.
every member should have to step up at some point, and if you are relying on one person, tough titties.
But this is my problem with this new era in the Flint, because you have this one tribe who's losing and losing and losing. It's
True.
not fair. It's a domino effect there. So then it becomes the domino effect of effect to the other tribes. Jeffrey, we got to change it up. We go back to the original way to do it. You want to take away Flint after you lose, but you got to let everyone start with getting Flint after the first tribal. Let everyone at least survive. That's my
I agree
feeling.
with that. I agree with that. I'm not here for
How
the
would you
whole
do in
like.
this challenge?
I would do great at the first two parts. The slingshot,
Slingshot.
I think, definitely has like a learning curve, so I would be a fool to say I'd be great at that. But the obstacle course,
Do
I
you want
would
to
turn the
build?
fuck out of that, and I'm really good at untangling things.
Would you like to build a slingshot at SoulCycle to practice?
I have a backyard,
Okay, well, let's do it in your backyard. We'll
so I could do it in my
knock
backyard.
some windows out.
I should do that. Although here is a flaw with this challenge, I think the untangling part, it should have been a three-part course that each person had to do. Because I
Fair
think it was
enough.
weird that each person had to run a part of the obstacle course and each person had to knock down a thing, but only one person had to detangle.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Let's talk about the challenge on Tim Spicer doing something good for once. He's in the lead, followed by Hunter. Then there is Kenzie. Maria and Tevin are on the course as Kenzie falls behind, and Tiffany finally on the course as it looks like Yanu was out already, but don't count them out just yet. It's time for Venus and Jem before Tiffany finishes. Eventually, Q gets on the course. So, as Venus is running, Soda calls her a little walking stick bug.
Walking stick tie. It's like,
But the fandom is freaking out about the comment
oh, I didn't know.
because they're saying that is an offensive term to someone who is skinny.
I agree. I didn't like that she said that also.
Okay. So, do you think it's right for the fandom to attack Soda?
No, it's not that deep. It's not that deep. But yeah, no, I heard that comment and I was like, what?
Tim, Hunter, and
So
eventually
yeah.
Q will get to the hook portion. Hunter will pull ahead, and with a little bit of luck, Q gets the hook before Tim Spicer. We reach the sandbag portion, and it's time for some drama. Nami will get to the slingshot first, followed by Siga. Yano is back to last. Tevin will knock down the first target for Nami. Venus will get her target with her first shot. Hunter will get his target. Nami wins again, undefeated. Boring.
Yeah.
It's
Predictable.
Yano versus Siga. Tiffany connects. Jim hits 1-1. Kenzie gets one. Maria hits 2-2. It will be Tim versus Q. Who will get it? The music swells for Tim. It's a miss. Q misses again. Q reloads. The slow-mo is in effect, and boom! Q gets it. Yanu wins. Siga going to tribal.
They did not win. They got second
They
place. They didn't
got second place, but they
lose.
still won immunity.
They did win immunity. They didn't win the challenge, though.
Team Purple is very happy and emotional, and they are happy to not wake up freezing cold. It has been brutal for them, but the streak is over. Yanu gets to keep the semblance of their tribe together. Now, because we can't have nice things, we also have a journey to do. Nami will get to pick, and they're going to be like, well, we're going to send Hunter, and you two can decide who you want to send yourself. We've got a volunteer from Siga who will be Tim, and Q will volunteer for Yanu. What do you think of this grouping? And why are they allowing people to volunteer? Isn't that the point of having power?
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think about that. But yeah, in past weeks, having the top, but didn't weren't they like?
Does anyone want to
Isn't that what happened this week?
Yeah, that's bullshit.
Oh, why? Oh, I thought you meant why is Survivor letting them? Yeah, they want to keep good. I don't know. I don't know.
Let's go on a bro adventure, shall we?
Let's do it. Bro out.
Q is feeling the best he's felt in 11 days. At the bro summit, Q is like, "We haven't eaten or had fire in 11 days." And I'm like, "Yeah, production's gonna force you to do this stupid ass journey before you can consume a fucking piece of muffin."
Yeah, that sucks. They should have like thrown him one for the
I
road.
literally, I'd be like, "Can I just have a muffin for the boat ride, please?" Now, Tim Spicer is like, "Let's make an alliance." Q thinks it will be the physical threats that need to stick together, hence, them three bros. He proposes they each bring in one person and make it a six. That is going to come back to haunt him. I can tell. I'm just telling you right now, this is not going to go well for him.
Yeah, I mean, it all seems too like easy, you know.
Hunter will ask about Tiffany and Q, and he's like, "Yeah, she's like with me." Tim Spicer will throw in Maria as she has an extra vote and is a parent. And please note that Q thought it was going to be Jem.
You said that?
Interesting, right? He said
Yeah.
that.
That is interesting.
Now, Hunter, he's got Tevin. From a viewer's standpoint, you knew this was going to amount to nothing. Like, this was even wild to even happen. Q was on a high. Let him talk and sink his game. Do not do this as an actual alliance. If I were Hunter, I'd be like, "Yeah, great. I already got the numbers. I
True, but
don't
it's
need
good
to
to have
do this."
options. It's good to have options.
But in the new era, when are options actually something that works?
I don't
Now to the reason they're
know.
here. The journey notes that one of them will have a chance to earn an advantage in the game, but if you fail, you lose your vote at the next tribal council. Decide amongst yourselves for who will compete to test their survivor knowledge. Now, up until now, it was been like random draws, pulling cards. Why do they allow them to pick who it was? I don't like that.
Because it wouldn't be fun at all
Everything in
if it
Survivor
was
is
like
fate. Everything in Survivor is fate.
or choice
Or choice. But
and
like
boom.
this kind of thing, I don't know. I'm just really not here for like, you go and
Yeah,
pick. It's almost like
I
you're
mean,
trying to
I kind
save
of would
someone.
have felt like, why did I come out here? Like, why am I here? If it was like, okay, one of you go pick. I don't know. Yeah, I agree.
Right. Now, not knowing what the test is, will you volunteer?
Here's my qualifications for a Survivor super fan. At the bare minimum, they need to be able to say the season number, the season name, and the season's winner. That's the bare minimum to call yourself a super fan. I can't do that.
Okay.
So I would not volunteer to go.
Q and Tim are going to let Hunter go play. And here's the test. You must arrange these 20 Survivor logos in chronological order. The amount of people who actually texted me and said I would slay this challenge, you're correct. I would. And I do because I play Sporkle quizzes for fucking fun.
Boom. Boom.
How would you actually do on this?
Not well. I've seen every season of Survivor, a lot of them multiple times. Like Hunter, I did not watch in any particular order besides whatever some random website said the best season or ordered the best seasons. And yeah, no, I just yeah, no, I wouldn't do
All
it.
right. Well, we will watch Hunter play, and Homeboy failed 8 out of 20. He didn't watch Survivor in order. And I kind of love that he is not actually a super fan, but just a fan who builds shit in his backyard.
He clearly has the same qualifications as I do because he never called himself a super. He said, I'm a big fan. Whereas
Now
Tom, is
he,
that his name? Tom said he was a super fan. So I wonder how he would have done.
Tim Spicer.
Tim. Sure.
This is very much a challenge style test, which I love for them because I think they've actually done like put the seasons in order in the past or like
on the
by
challenge.
location. Yeah. That's definitely things that have happened on that show before. Would you
Makes
like to hear the
sense.
official order?
Go for it.
Borneo, Marquesas, Thailand, Pearl Islands, Vanuatu, Guatemala, Panama, Cook Islands, Fiji, Tocantins, Samoa, South Pacific, Karamoan, Cagayan, San Juan del Sur, Cambodia, Koh Rong, Game Changers, Heroes vs. Healers vs. Hustlers, and David
My
vs.
first season.
Goliath. Hashtag bring back subtitles. Isn't it more fun when you have a Survivor season based on a location or a theme? Isn't it more
Yeah,
fun to say
definitely.
than Survivor
I really miss.
46?
Yes, I agree. I miss the themes. I miss the names. I mean,
Jeffrey?
it can't be
Jeffrey?
Survivor Fiji every season, though. So.
No, but you can call it Survivor Gecko Island or Gullah Gullah Gecko or whatever you want. You can have it
Gullah
for
Gullah Gecko.
something. Come on, man.
I agree.
Now, I
that being said, I can
want to
name
ask you
a
this.
good amount of those seasons' winners.
Okay, good.
I just want to know the order.
Hunter lost his vote here, correct?
Yes. No.
But he
No.
already lost
No.
his vote.
Oh wait. Did he lose?
What?
Was that
Yeah.
part of it?
He
Do you
lost.
lose your
I thought
vote
he.
if you get it
I
wrong?
believe so. Yeah, that's
So
the. I
maybe he
believe he
lost
lost
two
his vote.
votes.
No bueno for him, is it?
No. That's
All
really
right.
bad.
With Q
Really?
gone, we will talk about the Anu tribe where Tiffany and Kenzie eat food. They are living. Would you have saved any for Q?
Yes, you have to.
Would you have lied about the amount that was left for him?
No,
Yes.
no. That would look so that on Tiff. Like, you wouldn't be able to, like, if it was me alone, then yeah, totally sure. But then you have to rely on another person to, like, keep that secret, and now, you know, now that other person knows you're an awful human being. Like, it's too.
What is your favorite pastry?
So Paris Baguette Company, is that what they're called? They've been popping
Yes.
up all over the place in the city. There's one right around the corner from my main SoulCycle location, so I do stop in there quite often. They have this amazing sugar mochi donut, and it's just so, like, doughy and delicious. And
Ooh.
That's great.
Ooh,
And then their,
that
like,
sounds
basic
yummy.
butter croissant is also really good. I love a
Okay.
croissant. So yeah, I'll go with the Paris Baguette Company's. Is that what they're called? Anyway, their
I
sugar
think so.
mochi donut, so good. How about you?
Tiffany is happy.
Or creme brulee, if that counts.
Creme
Not
brulee,
really
very good.
pastry,
I
but.
mean, I love a good brownie. I love a good chocolate croissant.
Okay.
A cheese Danish. I love those kinds of
Okay.
things. Fluffy,
Yeah,
fluffy.
work.
Give me fluffy.
Work.
Tiffany is happy to have not had to vote anyone out. The comeback kids are coming back. Q has his third of everything as he is going to talk to Tiki Man. He is very happy to be back with Tiki Man. Now they have Flint. Will they make fire? It would be very Yanu of them to fail at this, but no. One little spark
I got
arrives and
it.
they have fire. Do you believe that this is the start of a comeback or just the beginning of an end?
Clearly, it's the start of a comeback. I mean,
You think they can survive as a trio in the merge?
it's been done before, hasn't it?
Okay.
The Tika. Wait, is this
Things.
Tika? What was
No,
the name of the Carson's tribe?
Tika 3. Yeah,
Yeah, the
but
Tika
those three
3.
were tight. I don't think this three is tight. It's a one and one and
True,
one and
true.
one.
I feel like they had some turbulence, though. There was some turbulence between Carolyn and the winner,
Jam Jam.
Jam Jam.
Things do not go their way on Sega, and Ben will take the moment to say he's glad Yanu got a moment to feel sane. Y'all, this is a competition. No emotions for your rivals. You can't do that. That's not how you play. Mariah says they all are scared of going to tribal simply as they don't know what idols or advantages will come out of the woodworks. Maria has an extra vote. Ben went on a journey, might have something. Tim is on a journey. Journeys are terrifying. And then there is the mysterious beware advantage and the shot in the dark. Jem says she wants to go idol hunting, solo version. And this was probably played very poorly once again by Jem. Why is she all of a sudden going aggressive mode?
Yeah, she's like,
We
hey,
know
y'all,
why
no
she needs
one's
to go.
talking, no one's following anyone, we're just idol hunting. I was like, oh, God, okay.
Now, Jem goes to dig for her box to find the clue for her key. She must grab the tribe machete and measure the following items: the perimeter of your tribe's boat, width of a logo on the tribe flag, and the perimeter of tree mail. Once you have the measurements, put them in the following equation: boat times logo plus tree mail equals the number of machete lengths from the spot your idol was buried toward the ocean.
Did it say plus machete lengths? Did it say that?
No, it's just that's the amount of machete lengths you have to go out to find it.
What was
your
question?
Do you think this was a bit too challenging?
No. I think I would have fucked it up because when it said grab your machete, I know a machete isn't a digging item, but I would have just thought they meant grab your machete like to dig. And I would have been like, how am I supposed to measure these things? I
Are
think
you blonde? Are you sure you're not blonde?
I'm Miss Lucy is a ginger. I did just get a new blonde wig that's stunning, so maybe it's seeping
I was
in.
going to ask, like, did you not know what the perimeter was? But clearly, you don't know how to read.
Anyway, no, I know what a perimeter is, but I wouldn't have been like, oh, the machete is my measurement tool.
I think it said it. Said use your
That's why I
machete.
just that's why I just asked if it said
Yeah,
in
said
it
use
the
your machete.
perimeter of
Yeah.
the length of the machete plus whatever.
Yeah, so
If
it's
it did
boat
say
times
that on the
logo plus tree mail equals the number of machete lengths you have to then dig your
Okay.
spot.
I would have been fine then. I would have been fine then. I thought the only mention of the machete was grab your machete.
I just think the only difficulty here is trying to do this with your tribe around.
Yeah, true. But
In
you
the
did
only
it.
hours you have left to go to tribal. It was very, very interesting.
Yeah, I
The answer
guess.
is
I mean, it's supposed to
for
be
the
a
tribe.
challenge, and it's beware.
That's fair. Two for the tribe flag. The boat is 12. The tree mail is 4. The math would equal 28. Was she right? She's going to go dig, and Jungle Jem is queen of the jungle for now. She gets the key, opens the box, and she has won her hidden immunity idol. Now, to ensure that Charlie's Angels is still strong, to ensure that Tim and Ben goes home with the ladies, they discuss how Tim will for sure come back with something, but Maria thinks he already has something. Do they split the votes? Maria has 2 votes. They could put 3 on Ben, 2 on Tim. Maria feels they have a foolproof plan with the plan to knock out Ben. Now, Charlie's heart plummets with Ben as a target, and Maria will tell Charlie as a friend that she knows this is difficult for him, but Charlie knows he's a threat.
That's
Charlie
such a
wants to
con.
keep Ben
It's so
around.
condescending to be like, oh,
I
so
know.
sorry you have to vote out your good friend. I hated that.
Charlie wants to keep Ben around as he feels he's an asset. Tim is back, and he tells them that whoever knows the most survivor knowledge gets to play, so nothing happened to him. Would you have believed Tim Spicer?
Yes and no.
Fair enough. Jem is
It's
not
good
feeling
to
Tim's story,
have
and
suspicions.
she says she'll be bringing her idol just in case she needs to use it. That's funny, girl. She wants to find what the plan is, and Jem is about to play very hard out of very nowhere. With Ben holding a hammer and Jem with the machete, she will approach him about his strong relationship with Tim. Jem wants to be part of the laughs of Ben and Tim, and Ben is like, you're holding a machete. No one is laughing at this current moment. Is it possible she was holding the machete because she was in the middle of doing her measurements?
Yeah, I probably just finished them. Yeah.
I think so, because it was very weird editing. I was like, why is she holding machete if she's not doing something with the machete?
Yeah.
Listen, last season with Sifu, I said, put that fucking machete down. That man's scary. Ben does not like being cornered. He knows that she is gunning for him, and his gut is telling him that Jem will screw her in the next vote. Jem will tell Tim Spicer to let her know who to vote for. Ben reminds us no one knows he is without a vote, and with Jem in chaos mode, he has to preserve his own butt. Jem has apparently put everyone on edge going on endgame mode, but Ben will tell everyone about how they might need to stick on Jem to be the majority. So Charlie tells us that he and Maria are at the crossroads of the middle. Where do they turn? Which salsa partner do you go with? Now, Maria tells Charlie she is nervous about his closeness to Ben, as it feels like he is bound to him the way that he is bound to her. But Charlie says that Ben is a shield in front of them. Maria wants to trust him. She doesn't trust Ben and Tim, though. She feels like Jem will be more loyal to them in the long run, but Charlie notes that both Ben and Jem have reasons to cast votes. Jem is playing hard. Ben's strength is his humor. Who do you vote out, Ben or Jem?
I'd vote out Ben because he's been annoying me.
I would go with Ben also.
Now, and he has the charisma that will, like, kick. I see somewhat of a winner's edit from him coming through.
Everything that we just went through here, what is the conversation that flipped Maria? Because I can't find it.
I think she was always open to playing both sides. She wanted to hear Charlie's opinion. And clearly Jem is playing way too hard. Like, she looks crazy. That's she is thing. In chaos like, mode.
I needed one more scene between Maria and Jem to see her like not feel comfortable. Something was
That's
missing.
Fair.
From
we could have used
personally.
That.
All right. For the first time this season, a new tribe has to grab their torches and get fire because fire represents your life. And when your fire is gone, so are you. Now, Ben will start off and share that this feels like this is some sort of Ozzy Osbourne going off some rails like a crazy train. He did not have to mention music, but he does because he is what?
One Fair dimensional. Music. Okay.
There it is. They are the Vibe Tribe and the reckoning is coming. Would you want to be part of a Vibe Tribe or do you want some chaos?
Chaos.
Yeah, I knew that. Maria says that this is the time they rip off a Band-Aid. It hurts more than it would on day two or three as they gel together. They even dance together. But one thing that they do not do together is aqua dump. That is a solo activity. I can't believe that made it into the edit.
Yeah, that was gross. I didn't mind him talking about his poop to the tiki man, but that was too much. But glad they're not doing that together. Yes.
Right. Mariah says they are living in Survivor La La Land. It's been a group effort, according to Jem. Charlie says that he's no math guy, but there will be a blind side. They are a scrappy, gritty group that work together. Now they are feeling the heat. So with idols and advantages, Mariah says they don't know how many votes are out there and some might have advantages as they were a hot mess with a very aware advantage. So Charlie will explain to Jeff about the debacles of the beware advantage and they're digging spectacular. And he's going to emphasis on hole. Charlie?
Don't say it, Michael.
What?
Don't say what? It.
Maria says that the beware advantage was found before her. And then Jeff cuts to Jem telling her she's in an interesting dilemma as a group of six who has formed a relationship. Was there a debate for who she wanted to vote for? She says she is at a loss for words for who she wants to put on the parchment. No name is coming up. Jem, you cannot vote for Jeff. He's there forever. Just once I want someone to vote for Jeff.
Yeah.
Would you do
like
it? Would you do it to risk getting immediately eliminated?
Sure. If it's like a week I don't have a vote, yeah, I'll go in there and write down Jeff's name.
Now, Tim says one of them will be surprised or they are all just playing a very, very, very good game so that nobody feels targeted before they start voting. Maria says they all know who they are going to write down and they're all lying if they say they don't know who they're going to write down. Jem says that nobody wants to rock the boat. You have to trust the alliances you make. Well, this causes more damage as you can no longer trust everybody. Ben says it's possible. He says they're still getting a Sega tattoo together either way. One vote, one challenge at a time. Charlie says this tribe will test if they can take a loss and still be the Vibe Tribe, or was it just a mask they were wearing? But Maria says at the end of the day, they have to separate emotions and game, which is very difficult to do. Now, listening to all this, I still was not convinced I knew who was going home. Do you think they played it so at close to their chest because they didn't want anyone to play a shot in the dark? Or
yeah. Yeah, they definitely do stress about the shot in the dark a lot.
It is time to vote. Jeff will return with the urn. Jem will not play her idol. By a vote of 4-2, Jem is voted out. Charlie, Tim, and Maria twice voted for Jem. Mariah and Jem
Maria
voted for
used
Ben.
both of her votes. Did she only, was
She
this the
did.
only time she could use them?
I don't think so. I think
She
I'm
shouldn't
not
have done that.
positive.
That was dumb.
No.
But
And
okay.
Ben did not get to vote. Are you surprised by the vote? And who will this actually benefit?
Not super surprised by the vote. It'll benefit Charlie.
How do you now come back to camp and tell Mariah what had happened?
Yeah, that's the biggest thing I'm thinking. And the fact that, like, Maria isn't yet ingrained to the boys. Like, it's not
Correct.
the boys and
And
Maria.
that's what I was trying
Now
to,
it's the
that's what I was
boys.
saying is like,
Maria
we
voted
might
with
have missed
them,
something.
and now Mariah is just completely out. I'm just confused.
Something is missing.
Why did Jem not play her idol? She said,
I don't know.
I'm bringing my idol in case anything happens. If you're like, y'all, I'm on your side, who are you voting for? And they don't give you an answer. That means they are not on your side. And that means
Well,
they
that's
are
what
up
I'm
to
saying.
something to get rid of you. So why
That's
wouldn't she?
That's what I'm saying. We're missing scenes. We do not have any moments where Jem is turned off by people who are in her alliance. If Tim Spicer tells you,
Well,
he's
except
not
for
going
the
to tell you
two
who he's
boys,
voting
except
for.
for the two
If
boys.
Ben's not going to tell you, that's fine. I understand that. But the other
Right.
three not saying a word to her that would have made her feel comfortable, that's where I'm missing the narrative here. So I'm very uncomfortable understanding why Maria did what she did, unless we're missing pieces of the puzzle, which then go back to the edit of the first four episodes when you are stuck giving us Yanu for four straight episodes. We don't have time for the
Not
things
just
on the other tribes.
All
So when you
episode
give us
Abano.
salsa content or music games, we don't know where the tribal lines stand. So when we get to this first vote, it doesn't make complete sense.
Well, we're not supposed to know why everything's playing out immediately. So, it
I
might be
just like I don't
explained
know
next
how
week.
this I really do not know how
I don't think it came
Maria comes
that
back
out
to
of.
Mariah.
Yeah, that I mean maybe
I
they're
don't know
just
how
cutting
Mariah gets.
because we did get a clip of Charlie saying like this is where we put our foot in this or something like where we draw the line. So maybe that's just
But
what they were doing.
if you're
Maria.
Mariah and
Oh,
you know
Mariah. Well, they're just going to vote her out next.
Merch is coming. No, but that's what I'm saying. If you know a merge is coming, if you're Mariah, you jump ship immediately.
Yeah, true, true. I agree.
Stupid. All right, I got some burning questions to wrap this podcast up. Are you ready?
I got an ointment for your burning question.
Jungle Jim's legacy?
Playing super hard. Hiding shit. And then going home.
I think it's going to be her hiding of shit. I mean,
threatening
that's
people
pretty
with a
fucking good
machete.
legacy. Who won the week? Who the best episode?
Let's see. Who won the week?
I'm going to just say Yanu. Give it to Charlie had a great episode. I'm just going to give it to Yanu because they finally won something. Victory.
Yeah, I'll go with them, and then also Charlie. I think.
Who is in danger, girl?
Who's in danger, girl? Let's see. Mariah. Mariah's in danger.
Mm-hmm. On paper.
On paper. Venus.
Who else?
I said Venus.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently Hunter has infinite no votes, so... It could be rough for Hunter with his negative two votes. I don't know. Yeah, I just said a bunch of people. I think they're in trouble.
What about for the purple people?
Oh, purple people? Not Tiff.
Not Tiff.
Tiff.
Okay.
Yeah.
After five episodes, the winner of the season is...
I'm seeing Ben... Which I'm not really happy about.
Ben. Ooh, okay.
Hunter.
Okay.
I'm rooting for my girl Venus. Not seeing it though. Can I pick someone from each tribe? I guess that's what I'm doing.
He just literally did.
Tiff is my purple tribe.
I'm going Team Tiff still. I really like her edit. I like her journey so
Yeah.
far. I'm feeling the Tiffany vibes. And again, I do think that there is a benefit going into Emerge being the minority group because you are going to get
People want to
pulled
work
every
with
which way.
you. Yeah.
More power. And I think right now with Tiffany, she's in a really great position because if she knows what Q just did at this journey and she don't like it, she can have the power to knock the anyone out of that little.
Yeah. Why wouldn't she like it though?
Because
Being like
she's
entered
been
into an
forced into a
alliance.
right with four
Yeah.
people you don't know.
I mean,
Why would you want that?
because numbers are always the good thing. She doesn't need a.
I don't think that's the majority, though.
Is six not the majority?
But I'm saying, like, I don't know if that's going to be the majority because I don't,
It
yeah,
probably won't be,
I don't see
but
that being.
she should have put all her cards into the fact that that's going to be the majority. But if people want to work with you, like, hey, let's work together, you know? That's just how
We'll
I
find out.
feel.
We'll find out. All right, where can we find you on social media, Venmo, and any projects you want to plug?
Oh, sorry. You can follow me on Instagram at Miss Felicia. That's at MISSFELLATIA. I host two fierce bingos, one at Sycamore the first Wednesday and the third Thursday of every month, and one at Sound and Fury every other Tuesday, both in Brooklyn. Come see me. If you want to Venmo me, you can do that at T. Grunin. That's TGRUNIN, which is also my boy Instagram. You can follow me there for some spin content, for just me being stunning in general. Yeah, that's it.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for being here. It was a blast.
Thanks for having me. I enjoyed talking, Gabin.